We know there's a minig to eat milchiks on Shavuos, and this minig is not so well sourced in the early Sfarim, but it is quoted in the Ramah at the short Siman Tav Tzadik Dalet, which deals with the halachos of Shavuos. And he writes that V'noagin v'kama makomos, there is a minig in some places, le'echol macholei cholav, yom rishon shel Shavuos. And he seems to say specifically the minig is to eat on the first day of Shavuos. So he wants to give a reason for such a minig. We're going to hold off on the Ramah's minig reason for 1 second, because the Mishnah Berurah has the most famous minig. This is the one where if you stop most people on the street and you ask them what's the reason for milchiks on Shavuos, they will tell you this reason. The Mishnah Berurah here interestingly quotes, it could be that he didn't want to quote the person by name because he didn't generally quote any contemporary gedolim by name. So he writes, "Ani shamati od b'shem gadol echad she'amar tam nachon lezeh." So he says, "I heard in the name of a certain gadol who gave a good reason for this." And he says, "Ki be'esha amdu al Har Sinai v'kiblu haTorah." So he says, "When they got the Torah at Har Sinai," right, mentions that they call Torah Kula's Kolul inside the Aseres HaDibros, "V'yordum in Ahar Levesam lo matzu ma'alechol tekef ki imachol echolav." They didn't find anything that was ready to eat except for dairy foods. "Ki lebasar tzarecha chana rabba lishchot besak in bodo kasher tziva Hashem." Because in order to prepare meat, you have to shecht, the way Hashem commands, with a proper knife, lenaker chutei chelav ha'adam, ladiach v'limloch levasho b'klei kelim chadashim, right? And they had to kasher all their kelim, ki ha'kelim shahayu lahem mikodem, shebishlu bahem ba'osu meis la'es, nesru lahem. If they had used a kli within 24 hours, it would have been absorbed of the flavor of non-kosher, and therefore was usher to them. Al-kein bachru lahem l'fisha ma'choli cholav v'anu osim zeicha l'zeh. That's why dafka they chose to eat milchiks. So this is the well-known reason. So a couple of issues with this. So number one, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim himself in the Likutei Halachos, where he writes that this whole idea is only according to the Shita of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, quoted in the Pirkei de Reb Elazar, who says the Torah was given on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos proper. Because if it would have been on Shabbos proper, how would they have shechted anyway? They would not have been allowed to do a shechita on Shabbos, and therefore the whole thing doesn't even get started. Now, that's not really such a kasha, because generally it's assumed the Torah was given on Shabbos, and therefore it's not really a problem to assume we generally assume the Torah was given on Shabbos, and therefore it doesn't make sense to give this whole reason why they ate milchiks. Now, the truth is, based on the fact that the Torah was given on Shabbos, you could have argued that they wouldn't have eaten fleishiks anyway, because they couldn't have shechted it that day, and the previous day's food was not kosher. Not because they didn't know the halachos, or because it would have taken too much time and energy, but because they were not allowed to shecht, and therefore the reason sort of holds up anyway. The further issue that I have with it is just, it seems to be against the accepted opinion in Maseches Chulin on Daf Yud Zayin Aleph. Now, this is one of these kashas that, to me, it's a kasha, but I have to imagine that I'm missing something. But Lamaisa, I'm just raising the issue. I'm sure there's a good answer, but I don't know what it is. So if you look in the Gemara Chulin on Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, Zayin Amid Aleph, so Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that it talks in the Torah about ki yirchak mimcha amakom asher yivchar Hashem lokecha l'asum shmo sham v'zavachta mibkarecha umitzonecha. Right, so he's saying there that when you distance yourself from Eretz Yisrael, so you have to give, you have to shecht from your tzon and bakar. So what is the purpose of that particular pasuk? So Rabbi Kiva says lo ba kosev el les or lahem basar nechira. Right, the pasuk is asering basar nechira, meaning non-shechted meat, what we would call today nevela. Shebetchila huter lahem basar nechira, mishenichnesu laaretz neser ben basar nechira. Va'achshav shegalu yachol yafzer la'tiran rishon l'kach shaninu le'olam shochten. He says that when they were in the midbar, they were allowed to eat basar nechira if they wanted to, and only once they entered Eretz Yisrael were they chayev to shecht the meat. And then you would think that when they got sent into Golos, or if you went on a trip outside of Eretz Yisrael, it would be mutter to eat non-shechted meat, kamashmalan, from the pasuk that they were not allowed to shecht non-shechted meat. Now, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, and he says, no, the pasuk is talking about only in Eretz Yisrael were you allowed to eat basar taiva. You were not allowed to eat any meat in the desert that was not brought for the sake of a carbon shlamim. And therefore, it was never mutter to eat basar nechira, it was never mutter to eat non-shechted meat, it was only mutter to eat carbon shlamim meat. And when you entered Eretz Yisrael, then you were allowed to eat regular meat, chulin. So that is the machlokas over there. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Zayin, he writes, Kishahayu Yisrael b'Midbar, lo nitzdavu b'shechitas ha-chulin. They were not chayev to shecht chulin meat, elo hayu nochrin o shochtin v'ochlin kishar umos. Right? They would do nechira, or they would shecht, or they would eat it the way the rest of the world used to eat their meat. V'nitzdavu b'midbar, shekol arotza lishchot lo yishchot el ha-shlamim. And he says that if you wanted to shecht, meaning if you wanted to do the shechita properly, you would have to shecht it like a carbon shlam. Point is over here that we see that there is an inyan, at least according to Shita's Rabbi Akiva, that they weren't makbid on kashrus the way we are makbid on kashrus today. That chiyuv only set in when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, but before that they were allowed to eat basar nechira. So it's hard to say that the whole reason that they couldn't prepare the meat is they didn't know how to do it, or they didn't have the kalim to do it, or any variation of the reason that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of a certain gadol, because it's not pashut that they were automatically shechting the meat in the first place, that they were even preparing it in a kosher way before. Or the flip side, you could say that they were eating nevela as they were rising on, you know, from the 49th level of Tumma to the level of Tahara, they were eating basar nevela, and then only once they came into Eretz, you know, got to Matan Torah, and they were mitzuvim in the Torah, then they started eating basar shchuta. I don't know, all of this seems a little bit difficult to swallow in terms of what was going on in the Midbar prior to this. Okay, now that being said, I really think that the most compelling reason, the reason that we observe in my home, and just because it's fun and I always like to talk about Yoredeya whenever I can, is the reason of the Ramah. It's the most educational reason. It's the reason why how you can be Mekayim eating meat at every meal if you want to, which is that the Ramah says it's a similar idea. I'll read you the Lashon of the Ramah. V'nir eli atam, shukamo shnei tavshilin shalokchim b'leil Pesach, zecher lepesach v'zecher lechagiga. This, they used to take on Pesach, as we do, two tavshilin on the Seder plate, one zecher to the Korban Pesach, and one zecher to the Korban Chagiga. There's an inyan on the Yantif to remember the Korbanos that were special for the Yantif. Kain ochlim macholi cholav, v'achar kach macholi basar. So therefore, we first want to eat milchiks, and then we want to eat fleshiks. Why? V'tzrichim lahavi imayim shtei lechem, because we then need to bring a second bread al hashulchan. We know that the tables upon which we eat recommend the mizbeach. Resemble the mizbeach in certain ways. That's why we put salt on the table. That's why we act a certain way with deference to the table that we eat our meals on, because it's doma to the mizbeach. It says Medrash says that the shulchan is mechaper for us, just as the mizbeach used to be mechaper. And through this, we can remember the Shtei Alechem that was brought on the Yom HaBikurim, which is Shavuos, meaning the main korban, the special korban of Shavuos, going from the korban Omer, which was the barley korban, to the Shtei HaLechem, which was the wheat korban. A lot of Jewish has been written about that. That first, you know, we know that barley is Domet to Meichel Behema, whereas wheat is Meichel Adam, and therefore prior to getting the Torah, we were more Domet to Behema, and prior after getting the Torah, we were more Domet to an Adam. And there's a lot of very important meaning in the Shtei Alechem. But Lemais, at the end of the day, it was the special korban of the day of Shavuos. So we want to remember that korban. So the halacha is, if you look in Yoredeya, that you're not allowed to have the same bread on the table that you had while you were serving one thing or the other. So it's technically mutter to switch from milchiks to fleishiks. Obviously not allowed to switch from fleishiks to milchiks, but it's technically mutter to switch from milchiks to fleishiks. And therefore, you switch from milk, you wash, you eat the milchiks, then you remove that bread from the table, you remove the tablecloth, you clean everything very well, you do kinuach and hadacha, and then you reset the tablecloth and put some fleishiks on the table. And obviously, if you're going to want to have bread together with your meal, you're going to have to take a new loaf because you can't have the old loaf that was there when the milchiks was being eaten. And thus, it's a zecher to the shtei halechem. You have a secondary loaf of bread that goes onto the table. And this serves to, brush up on the halachos of switching over from milchiks to fleishiks. It helps us understand the korbanos of the day, and it's a very meaningful and positive practice. Now, just one small ha'ara in terms of, do you have to actually wait any time in between the milchiks and the fleishiks? So, Me'ikar Adin, if you look in Yoredei Simen Peites, there is no chiyuv whatsoever to wait between milchiks and fleishiks unless you ate what we call hard cheese. What hard cheese is, it's a very good question. Generally speaking, the Nosakilim on the Shulchan Aruch say it has to be aged 6 months, or it has to be made with the fancy wormy cheese, the sharp cheeses that's made in such a way that the flavor is extremely potent and powerful. But Lemaisa, there is no chiyuv. You read the Gemara, you read the Rishonim, you read the Achronim. Until the days of the Achronim, you don't really find a chiyuv to wait any amount of time in between milk to meat, right? Meat to milk, so the Gemara says black on white. According to Mar Ukva, you're supposed to wait l'su'uda achrita. You're supposed to wait to another meal. So we Ashkenazim and the Sfardim Ikar Adin, the Ashkenazim go like Tosfos. They say you really just have to bench and you're good to go. The Rama points out that the minhag in Krakow when he was writing the Shulchan Aruch was to wait 1 hour, but he recommends waiting 6 hours. The Mechaber holds like the Rama, Mikra Adin, you wait 6 hours, and that is the psak of the Shach as well, based on the Marshal. And basically, everybody has you waiting 6 hours at the end of the day, whether it's Mikra Adin or it's just the better way to go. Now, there is a common practice that people will wait some time between milchiks and fleishiks. I saw recently in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, I used to think that nobody held this way. I thought it was just like a minhag that developed based on nothing, that he quotes from Rav Vosner, that Rav Vosner thought it was a good idea to wait a half hour. And he quotes that that's also what Rosh Shlomo Zalman did. I don't have my Halicha Shlomo on me, but I got to check it out. That what he says, that he used to wait a half hour. Now, what is this based on? There is one early source for waiting between milk to meat, which is the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar writes that you should not eat milk and meat, b'su'uda chada, b'sha'a chada, or something like that, shaita chada, I don't remember the exact lashon that they quote from the Zohar over there, but you shouldn't eat milk and meat in the same hour. Now, I don't claim to know the basis of that. It seems like the Zohar is equally makbid going from milk to meat and meat to milk. There is no difference, so you should wait an hour going from meat to milk, and you should wait an hour going from milk to meat. So we don't paskin like the Zohar Lakula, that we only wait an hour from meat to milk. So I didn't think we paskin like the Zohar Lachumra, that we wait from milk to meat. And in fact, the Bir Agra, on the Ramaz comment that the Minig of Krakow was to wait an hour, he's only talking about, so he quotes the Zohar over there, and he's only talking about going from meat to milk. The Rama doesn't even mention going from milk to meat and waiting an hour. Nevertheless, there are those who are very Kabbalistically inclined. If they want to wait an hour, they can wait an hour. Where this business with a half hour goes? So they quote some poskim who say that, an hour is lav dafka. I don't know how a Kabbalistic hour is lav dafka, because I don't know anything about Kabbalah. But I don't know, we say mixas a yom kikulo, mixas a shah kikulo, and in yone kabbalah. To me, that's an incredibly slippery slope. We really claim to understand exactly what the Zohar was talking about when it said you're not supposed to do it in the same hour. I certainly do not. So I always point out to people who mention this business of waiting a half hour. I said, if you want to wait an hour, or you want to be choshish, if you're the type of person who's generally choshish for the shittas of the Zohar in halacha, so I can't argue with you. You got the Zohar on your side. Wait an hour. But to wait a half hour and claim that that's the shittah of the Zohar, it's certainly not any shittah in halacha. It could be a shittah in Kabbalah. They quote from a lot of very recent Sfarim that, the people who wait a half hour, it's a minig tov, tavo aleim bracha. I think Lani is daiti, that if it was such a minig tov, it would have made it into one of the more recent, Knosei Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch, and would have been something that could be explained other than just saying we're going with a miktsas of the 1 hour of the Zohar. That's a very difficult shita to explain. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does not require it. So that's something to think about if you want to observe the minhag of the Ramah. Would you want to wait a half hour? Would you want to wait an hour? And once you're already doing that, does it even count as the same seuda that you're... So you're opening a lot of doors, but Lamaisa, this is, I think, the best mahalach to go with, which is the Ramah Shita, the switching over milk mix to fleishiks. If you can pull it off, it's a beautiful minig to observe.